Thank you for calling XPO. This is Michelle speaking. How may I help you today?
Hi, Michelle. My name is Richard. I'm a driver. I have a work order for you.
Okay, you can go ahead.
It is 069 Charlie Foxtrot 7 Charlie 3.
I'm sorry, that was 069 Charlie, and what was that, the middle number or letter?
F Foxtrot.
069 CFC, and what was the rest?
Before that C is a 7, 7C3. So 069 CF7C3.
Thank you. I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I'll go ahead and locate it for you. Thank you for the help, sir. This is for a Best Buy order.
Yes, it is.
It's for a service call.
Yep, for a Stephen Cunha.
Verify the address.
10 Muirfield Way in North Chelmsford, Mass. 01863.
And I'm sorry, what was your name?
Richard.
Okay, and how can I help you today, Mr. Richard?
I called the customer about an hour ago to let him know we'd be here shortly. I arrived at the home, I've knocked, I've rang. I called them a couple times and they seem just to send me to voicemail. I don't know if their phone's off, but it rings once and goes to voicemail. I've tried calling them like 3-4 times, so I wasn't sure if you guys had a different contact information for them, because if not, it's going to be a not at home.
And is the number that you called is 978-891-2777?
Yep.
Okay. So I can reach out to dispatch, to DRD to see if they have any other contact information besides the one that's on the file. So you called the customer an hour ago, letting them know that you were en route to location, and he didn't answer.
Nope, I left him a voicemail.
You got to location, knocked on the door, no answer.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like anyone's here, but I've been standing here for a while, so I wasn't sure if they had a different number, but if you don't have a different number, then it's just going to have to be a not at home.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold and reach out to DOD to see if they have an additional contact number for the customer. One moment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get a nice and sound, Brucey. I'm a real boy.